is Lila with a WMNF community announcement. The Memory Mornings program provides private tours of the Chihuly Glass Collection for those living with dementia and their care partners. These special 9 a.m. tours are followed by a 45-minute guided art activity and occur every other Wednesday now through the end of May. Learn more at morianartscenter.org/memory-mornings. Thanks.
There's no party like a house party, and the best house party is heard right here on WMNF. The Saturday Night House Party is heard Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. and hosted by yours truly, DJ Sinflow. The best in old school dance music, hip hop, soul can be heard on the house party. So tune in and let us bring the party to you, the Saturday Night House Party.
They say breakfast is the most important part of the day. And how you begin your morning sets the tone for your day. Let morning energy be your first cup on 88.5.
You're tuned into an instrumental version of a song from Kanye West and Selena Johnson called All Falls Down. And if you're wondering what this tune has to do with our musical journey and discussion, you're going to find out in just a bit. A pleasant good morning to each of you, and thank you so very much for allowing Morning Energy to be a fresh start to your morning. For those new listeners out there, welcome, and I hope you find value in today's program and come back and join us again and again and again. You know, we are exploring taking care of your mental health, and you may recall back in 2016, Kanye West was admitted to the Los Angeles Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and placed under observation after suffering an exhaustion and sleep deprivation. And there was this unnamed source that talked about him having big ups and downs, and he went on to publicly announce that he does struggle from some mental illness from time to time. Yep. Sometimes it doesn't matter who you are. You know, you can be a superstar or you can just be an everyday Joe. It doesn't matter. Mental health can affect anyone. It's indiscriminate. Anyone can suffer from mental health conditions. Before we dive into our topic, let's dive into your traffic and weather. If you're commuting to your destination in the Tampa Bay area, the temperature is feeling pretty comfortable outside. It's kind of pretty decent outside. The current temperature is in the high 70s. It's going to get up to the high 80s today and go down to the high 70s again. Might be a slight chance of rain. Keep those umbrellas just handy just in case you need them. The number that you can contact me by, 813-239-9663. The email is dj@wmnf.org, or simply send that text to 813-433-0885. You know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It has been observed in May in the U.S. for decades, 1949. And according to NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, you know, millions of Americans face the reality of living with a mental health condition, and one in five U.S. adults will experience a mental health condition in their lifetime. However, it's not just the person with a mental health condition that is being affected. The impact on mental illness can be seen throughout our personal and professional lives. And we have been doing a lot of discussion today as it relates to mental health. We've got a lot more to talk about during our time together, to include famous people that has struggled with mental health conditions, to include a well-known president. So do stick around for that. Up next, this next tune is someone that's reminding us how overwhelming life can really be. So here is Ryan Mack with Overwhelmed, And this is your morning energy, your first cup on 88.5.
I get overwhelmed so easily. My anxiety creeps inside of me. Makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me? Feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed in my mind. Late at night, overthinking everything in my life. Just wondering if I'm doing anything right. All these demons inside start to really come alive. I get over, well, would you look at that? Another person telling me that I should just relax. Calm down and take it easy, everything will be okay. Yeah, sure, cause that's what they all say. But oh, my mind isn't really my friend sometimes. I can hear my dreams calling me, but all these doubts are haunting me. Or was it always right before I fall asleep? Did I get over? I'm so easily, my anxiety creeps inside of me. Makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily. My anxiety creeps inside of me. Makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily. My anxiety creeps inside of me. Makes it hard to breathe. What's come over me feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed.
Dealing to feeling a mental misery. I've hit my ceiling, I'm seeing no signs of victory. Maybe I need delivery. Living my life so flippantly, it's giving me a slippery slope, Bob. I'm tripping in no time, envisioning my life in a movie like Showtime. It's all just an act, but this is no play. No scripts, no redos, no alt takes. I'm not okay, and that's okay. I'm done feeling shameful. You feel the same too if you knew what I came through. I'm grateful to Christ cause he gave me the strength to move forward in life and somewhere to aim to. So that's why I pray to him. He took all the pain for me. The devil's a lame, yeah, he's trying to prey on me. Growing faith like Job though, there's nothing you take from me. I've never been alone though, I call in his name.
Can you feel my pain? I don't know if I'm insane. I don't know if I'm alive. I don't know if I survive.
Pain, anxiety, depression. Mental health is real and this time we started listening. Anxiety's a killer, I saw it in my mother. But Jesus the answer and the devil is a liar. This world will be your villain and you're gonna have your giants. It's time to pick your stone up because David beat Goliath. Can you feel my pain? Cause I'm going insane. These voices in my brain ain't got drugs inside my veins. Was all about the fun and all about the risk. But like the 99, he came and found this one. So Father, take our tears and come and take my fears. Not knowing where I go and knowing where I turn. So can you feel my pain? Don't know if I'm insane. I'm stuck inside the grave. So call me out today and look me in my eyes and tell me it's okay. It's in your name we pray.
Can you feel my pain? I don't know if I'm insane. I don't know if I'm alive. I don't know if I survive. Can you see the shame? I still got no one to blame. Can you look me in my eye? I am never satisfied. Can you feel my pain? I don't know. I don't know if I'm alive. I don't know if I survive. Can you see my shame? I still got no one to blame. Can you look me in my eye? I am never satisfied. No.
Connecting hearts, minds, and music. Your morning energy on 88.5.
feel it through my shoes. They used to call that the blues, now they call it depression. Everywhere I go, yes, I get to feel so low if I got depression. If I got depression, most folks think I'm fine, but the truth is I'm so prime. I've got depression. To all those girls I've loved before, I'm sorry I love this one more. That's called progression.
Energy 88.5. My name is Rena, your radio flame, and I'm always on a mission to put a little spark in your morning with some good music and useful information. If you're tuning in, we have been exploring taking care of your mental health today. And we began this hour talking about Kanye West and his health problems that he admitted to, but he's not the only celebrity who has shared with the world that they suffer from mental health conditions, some of which, in fact, you're listening to an instrumental version from Macy Gray called I Try. She has publicly mentioned her struggles with mental health. Wayne Brady, Emma Stone, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michelle Williams of Destiny Child, Demi Lovato, and you know who else? Former President Abraham Lincoln, because it has been said his hardest battle was his depression. You know, by January of 1841, he had suffered his second breakdown. He collapsed. He was treated by a doctor. As it relates to, you know, a lot of stuff that was happening in his life. So keep in mind that his plight to being the president wasn't an easy one. I mean, he was born into a poor family. And at the age of 8, his mother died, leaving his 11-year-old sister to with him to help take care of their aging father. You know, he struggled so many times, even when his political career struggled to get off the ground. Even when his marriage, his spouse died, or would be spouse. Can't remember if she died. They died before she got married, or before he married her, or did she die? Or not sure the details of that particular one, but he lost someone significant in his life. A lot of people that are significant in his life. But he didn't give up. So he suffered greatly from depression and disappointment, but he persevered. And I'm hoping that you will choose to do the same. It's a choice to choose to get the help that you need to get better. In fact, this next artist is encouraging you on saying tomorrow's, it can be a brighter day for you. This is Your Morning Energy on 88.5.
So far, and if I had my way, I would reach into heaven and I'd pull you down a star for a present, and I'd make you a chain out of diamonds and pearls from a summer sea. But all I can give you is a kiss in the morning and a sweet apology. Well, I know that it hasn't been easy, and I haven't always been around to say the right words or to hold you in the morning or to help you when you're down. I know I never showed you much of a good time, but baby, things are gonna change. I'm gonna make up for all the hurt I brought. I'm gonna love away all your pain. And tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. There's gonna be some changes tomorrow. Gonna be a brighter day. This time you can believe me. No more crying in your lonely room, and no more empty nights, 'cause tomorrow morning everything will turn out right. Well, there's something that I've gotta tell you. Yes, I've got something on my mind, but words come hard when you're lying in my arms, or when I'm looking deep into your eyes. What I'm trying to say is that nobody ever had a rainbow, baby, until he had the rain. And tomorrow's gonna be a brighter day. There's gonna be some changes tomorrow. Gonna be a brighter day. This time you can't believe me. No more crying in your lonely room, and no more empty nights, 'cause tomorrow morning everything will turn out right. It's gonna be
Be there, the sun can shine. You just tuning in. We're talking about taking care of your mental health today. And earlier I mentioned former President Abraham Lincoln. And I wanted to give you the name of the person that he initially wanted to marry. It was his fiance, and she ended up dying. Her name was Miss Rutledge, Anne Rutledge. And she died in 1835 at the age of 22. But President Abraham Lincoln went on to marry a Mary Todd Lincoln. That happened back in... They were married for several years. She was 1842 and until 1865, of course, until he was assassinated. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about your mental health today and, you know, taking care of your mental health. You are a big part of that. Making sure you do some great things to improve your health, like making great social connections, either face-to-face. You can do that on social media, just staying connected with people, being active, making sure that you talk to someone if necessary. Another great thing to do, and this is great to do, especially if you are in the heat of the moment, being able to put yourself into a relaxed state by taking some deep breaths. Sometimes counting helps, or making sure you keep music, ear pods next to you to listen to some music that may help to get you in a more positive mood. Make sure that you are also taking care of what you put into your body. You know, eating healthy, taking vitamins. Sometimes just lacking certain vitamins can affect your health. And just being out in the sun and getting that vitamin D really can do a lot for your mental health as well. And please, please, please get enough sleep. While you let this information sim your hearts and mind, this next artist is wishing you all a peace of mind. This is your morning energy, your first cup on 88.5.
Say they no believe us, yeah. But now God they bless us.
But now God they bless us.
Came out the sharp like scissors. Say they try their best to depressure me. But I live my life as a nobody. I live my life cause peace of mind is underrated, though. That's why I'm patient, though. Cause I know my time is now. And nobody want me, oh. Peace of mind is underrated.
Find a peace of mind. your peace of mind, mind, peace of mind. Sense of time underneath the sky, we find a peace of mind. Mind feels like when we're flying high, fades away underneath the sky. We find a peace of mind. Mind, peace of mind.
Hearts, minds, and music. Your morning energy on 88.5.
We'd like to leave you with a very special little message. Ever since the song was written, I've always wanted to be able to stand in an evening like this, have us all sing it together. So when you figure out what it is, join in, won't you please? Do the national anthem.
I love you so.
is Rena, your radio flame, and I'm always on a mission to put a little spark in your morning with some good music and useful information. Today is all about taking care of your mental health. You know, one of the things that we should focus on, especially if we are guilty of this, don't judge someone else's story by the chapter that you walked in on. You never know what someone's dealing with. And also keep in mind that your illness does not define you. Your strength and courage does. If you are commuting to your destination in the Tampa Bay area, the current temperature is in the high 70s. It's going to get up to the high 80s today and go back down to the high 70s. There might be a slight chance of rain, so always keep those umbrellas handy just in case you need them. The number is 813-239-9663. The email is dj@wmnf.org or simply send the text to 813-433-0885. In terms of your traffic, looks like there's still some activity on I-4 East, Branch Forbes Road. The right lane may still have some blockage. The latest update is at 5:08. A.M. Also looks like if you're commuting across the Skyway Bridge, there are some high winds, so please be mindful when you're heading to that area. They may have that block off, so keep yourself in tune to what's happening in that area if you take that as your commute to your destination. As always, be careful during your commute.
Sometimes I let the devil in my life, but I just wanna level up in life. I think I'm too afraid to lose. Can you promise me that things will be alright? Been too distracted by the evil things in life. Wish that I could see them your way. Yeah, I know tomorrow I'll be feeling right, but for now I need a mental health day. Don't know what to say. I just had a pretty long day, yeah. I don't really feel like coming to the phone. I just wanna be alone, but you know I'll be okay. I just got some things I'm getting through. I promise that it's me, it's never you, yeah. Bad days come and pass, but they never last. They only come in twos. I got like over 10 missed calls. I'm sorry to dismiss y'all, but I need a moment to myself. I need a little self-help, but this is only a pitfall. Promise tomorrow I will call when I'm feeling like my. But I got shitty man. I just wanna spend this day alone, yeah. I just need a minute on my own. Now I won't be coming to the phone. I just wanna smoke another cone. I just wanna spend this day alone, yeah. Don't know what to say. I just had a pretty long day, yeah. I don't really feel like coming to the phone. I just wanna be alone, but you know I'll be okay. I just got some things I'm getting through.
Morning energy.
I promise that it's me, it's never you.
80.5 Sean Mack. That tune is called Mental Health Day. And maybe you are in need of a mental health day. I'm glad to know that there are some employees out there or employers that allow their employees to experience mental health days because it's definitely needed. You know, you're tuning into a tune that's called Fast Cars by Miss Tracy Chapman. And Chapman has long kept her personal life out of the spotlight. However, some say the lyrics to this tune seem to suggest that it's about escaping personal struggles. Namely, having to give up school to take care of a sick alcoholic father. Being raised by a single mom. So it isn't clear if the song is strictly about her life or someone else's. It's fictitious, but it certainly gives voice to many wanting to escape their struggles and never turn back. If you're tuning in, we're talking about taking care of your mental health today. And sometimes mental health is when we're dealing with a lot of things that are happening in our lives that we may not want to be dealing with, such as having to take care of responsibilities when you are still just growing yourself, right?
So Tracy Chapman's tune is a great conversational piece about the working class and struggles with the unemployment and discrimination and perhaps mental health. Again, if you're tuning in, we are exploring mental health today. And our work is not immune to this topic. Nope, not our jobs, not our job. And most of us spend a great deal of our time at work. So it should come as no surprise that the work environment plays a significant role in our mental health. And studies have increasingly shown that the economic health of the organization and how it's affected by what's happening in our lives. So if we're not feeling well, if we're not doing well, we may have to take a lot of missed days from work, you know. But maybe if we do things to help our employees prepare to be able to deal with challenges, such like employment assistance programs. So if an employee is struggling, you can make those resources available so they can help deal with and cope with challenges that's happening in their lives that may be affecting their work responsibilities. So workplace responsibilities and challenges, it's not going to end because we live in a society where we have a lot to deal with. It seems like the world's getting more challenging in many ways in terms of dealing with a lot of the economic crisis, housing market, increase in food costs, gas, so a lot of things that can make a person's work environment really stressful. So consider your mental health day, particularly if your employer allows it. And if not, sometimes you have to just make it happen on your own. Here is Mental Health Day, and I hope that you'll consider taking one. Yeah. This is Your Morning Energy on 88.5.
Companionship,
Your Morning Energy. A perfect start to your morning.
Sometimes you can feel worried. Sometimes you can feel scared. Sometimes you can feel angry. But there are some things you can do to help you make it through and feel better soon. You can take a deep breath and slowly blow it out. You can talk to a grown-up, use your words and say how you feel. You can take a little break and do something you like. You can do these things to help you make it through, and you'll feel better soon. You can take a deep breath and slowly blow it out. You can talk to a grown-up, use your words and say how you feel. You can take a little break and do something you like. You can do these things to help you make it through, and you'll feel better soon. Everyone has feelings. Some feelings feel good, like happy or peaceful. Everyone has feelings, and some feelings feel bad, like angry or hurt. It's so important to know how you feel and do the very best that you can. Sometimes you can feel sad. Sometimes you can feel hurt. Sometimes you can feel frustrated. But there are some things you can do to help you make it through and feel better soon.
There are three things I do when my life falls apart. Number one, I cry my eyes out and dry up my heart. Not until I do this will my new life start. So that's the first thing that I do when my life falls apart. To each and every moment of my life, I go where I know the love is and let it fill me up inside. Gathering new strength from sorrow, I'm glad to be alive. Things are looking up. Take a breath and bow, and I let the chapter end. I design my future bright, not by where my life has been. And I try again. Yes, I try again. Things are looking up. I look beyond the dark, the sun is rising. Things are looking up.
Morning Energy.
The sun is shining.
88.5. Jason Mars, that tune is Three Things, and I hope that you will be positive as you explore this weekend. It's going to be Mother's Day this weekend, and some of you may not have your moms around, but remember, you can still survive and put yourself in a great state of mind. It takes time. Remember, mental health is not a destination, but a process. It's about how you drive, not where you're going. Thank you for choosing to spend your time with me. This is WMNF Tampa 80.5, and thank you so much for listening, everyone, to include worldwide at WMNF.org. Your NPR News is next, followed by the Morning Mix Show with Cameron Dilley. Stay safe and well.